The New Testament reading today is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 23. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you, Philippians, yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts that you sent. A fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Gamichu Olana from Aromo Lutheran Church, Beverly Hills, California.
Our text for this morning devotion is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 through 23, where Paul exhorts the Philippians to harmony, peace, and contentment. For the purpose of this morning devotion, however, I will only concentrate on verse 1 through 7 under the title, The Secret of Harmony and Peace. In this text, Paul asserts that the mystery for harmony among believers is agreeing with each other in Christ, that they turn away from the destructive nature of human nature and continually yearn towards the heavenly calling and promise of Christ with steadfast perseverance. From this text, we don't exactly know the source of the conflict between the two sisters mentioned in this text, but for sure, we know that they were active members of the Philippian congregation, who even served along Paul, the writer himself. First of all, this text reminds us that conflict within the congregation is often arise among active members of the gospel, not necessarily because of lack of knowledge, but our sinful nature that often motivates us to control or influence issues in self-interested manner. I don't think Philippian case was not different from this fact. Paul, after skillfully reminding the congregation about their identity and true place in the Lord, and he asserts to the Philippians, especially to these two sisters, that all conflict ends in submission to Christ's will. To think the same thing in harmony with the mind of Christ, which is given and expressed in the Word. And the second exhortation is the secret of peace and joy in believers' life. In this section, Paul talks about anxiety. Anxiety is one of the most prevailing epidemic of our time, more than any kind of disorder or illness. Many people suffer from anxiety and their relationship is affected. It is true to the Philippians too, that Paul reminded them not to be anxious, but trust on the Lord. There are lots of issues that affect our emotions and cause us to worry unless we daily remind ourselves the Word of God that comforts and stabilizes our heart. In fact, we all at times pass through some sort of anxiety when we are affected with some kind of life challenge. But if we let it cross the line into disorder, it can take over our life and may turn to serious emotional behavioral issues that not only affects our life, but people around us. When we are anxious, we are often restless, on edge, and easily irritated. Not only that, it snaps our strings and slowly undermines our faith and keeps us from maturing on the Lord. Anxiety, worry, and tension occurs when we face situation and choose to rely upon our own strengths rather than upon God's and His Word. From spiritual or even emotional psychological understanding, anxiety is a wrong thinking and a wrong notion about our circumstances or people or things around us that often steals our joy. It is an inside job that works in undermining our joy and repose. The only approach to anxiety is changing our perspective, changing our thinking or attitude about our circumstances. In another word, tune into God's perspective and trust in Him. In this text, Paul reminds the Philippians, the way of peace is not letting the wrong thinking and the wrong feeling take over our heart that turns so easily to distrust, but to bring every request to God by prayer and petition with a spirit of gratitude for the past mercies. They were advised to make requests in perspective of thanksgiving. That makes a big difference in our attitude. It stimulates our trust for the future ones when we remember what He has already done for us. Paul says, bring everything to God. That means our feelings, fear, and concerns, small and big, anything that bothers us. God is always there for us to heal and to restore us. He is an empathetic and non-judgmental listener whom we can bring our concerns. In this text, Paul reminds us that when we face with difficulties, whenever we're filled with anxiety, our first action should be spending time with God and God's Word in prayerful adoration and worship. It is the only place where we can receive full restoration and healing. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. At the conclusion of this morning devotion on verse 7, when Paul says, and peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard your heart and your thoughts in Christ, he means that when we bring all our fears to him, the Holy Spirit, through His presence, not only creates confidence within us, but let us share the serenity of Christ, our refuge, regardless of our circumstances, people, or things that would otherwise steal our joy. It does not necessarily mean absence of trials, but our spirit will be guarded from wrong feeling and mind from wrong thinking, and nourished and directed by loving mercy of our Lord. Maybe as you're listening to this devotion this morning, it's possible that you may wonder about your condition that causes anxiety and steal your joy. I would like to remind you the work of Jesus and His invitation where He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Set before Him all your concerns with confession, prayerful adoration and worship. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth.
We thank Pastor Gamichu Olana from Oromo Lutheran Church, Beverly Hills, California.